ओके इंटरेस्टिंग पॉडकास्ट।
We're talking about the recently released Pixel phones majorly, and like the overall Google event. This time they've, you know, come back with the entire Google ecosystem, how they vision it. And I'm actually looking forward to this because, you know, I'm using already like a Pixel device, but then, you know, it's frustrating to use like Apple AirPods and, you know, Galaxy Watch alongside it because, you know, there were tidbits which were missing, and it's frustrating to use. So I just want to see like what they are bringing onto the table, how polished their experience is, and like, you know, let's see how it goes.
Welcome to Made by Google 2022.
Not as this guy. He looks like Tim Cook.
Yeah, Tim Cook's poor cousin.
It seems that, you know, whatever food Tim cooked, he had it.
Yeah, while he's running in the, you know, Apple campus, he's the one who's checking it running out. Yeah, but then when will you hold it without a, you know, without a cover? You can have all those fancy things maybe once a week when you're cleaning the phone.
Yeah, so I own the 6 Pro, right? It's really slippery, man. You cannot hold it without having like a cover, and you know, the paranoia of like this device not being available for repair in India is like, for me, it's non-negotiable to use it like without a case. It's like really frustrating. So it feels super premium to hold and to use and everything, but as soon as you know, you drop it, that whole thing vanishes.
And it's not stainless steel, so it's going to bend, it's going to have dents.
So I think the 7 has the aluminium, but if you talk about the 7 Pro, I think that's steel. That's steel. So
let's see.
But the issue is with the glass, right? The glass pack.
Yeah. I think ever since wireless charging came up, a glass back is a need. But you know, it still needs to go a long way to be, you know, like indestructible. That's when we go cover free.
Yeah.
So a long way to go.
Yeah, it's they can do as much as Gorilla Glasses as they want. It's gonna shatter at some point.
Correct.
So, still not buying the glass concept. Oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
But I don't, this would be my least, you know, preferred VPN, because, you know, who else but Google is behind it? As it is, they collect all data. Even if they claim to have like an incognito mode in your Chrome browsers, they still collect all that data, man.
It's and the company you want to avoid
when you want
to go on VPN.
Yeah, so this is the only good thing is that it's going to come with this Google One, you know, this thing. And my phone won't even get it because it's just, you know, available for 7 Pro. So, yeah. But I think this should trigger an effect for the other manufacturers to offer something similar, which would be nice. Mm. I see through that. They didn't change their design, man. Disappointed by that.
Yeah. The all-out black was brilliant.
Yeah.
And now it has an Among Us logo.
Yeah, Among Us logo on the camera bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they should have preloaded the game, you know? Just as a...
Yeah.
That's useless though, right? That's extreme saver. So, what I've noticed is, like, majority all phones have become about camera only now. Like, Apple focuses majority of their presentation on that. Google focuses on that. Samsung will introduce 50 useless features and then focus on camera. So, is it like we're just, you know, focused toward creating like a pocket DSLR? Is that the whole point of having smartphones now?
It's saturation of innovation. So they have innovated as much as they can about the buttons, about the display, about the Gorilla Glass, and about the ports. Now they have decommissioned some ports. So the only competition left and something that they can keep evolving on, there's only one technology that they can keep evolving on, and that's a camera. So you put in software, you can have edits, you can have, you know, all that live view and all the time lapse. Whatever you can do on an SLR, they want to bring it over here and they want to make it as convenient. And yeah, that's the confirmed death of the SLR by the phones.
Yeah, confirmed. I think they should start innovating themselves. People who just make the SLRs. So.
Yep.
Another advanced phone. They don't need to say that, right?
The most
if they're putting out an inferior phone the very next year, it's useless. Why would anyone buy it?
Correct.
Like, rather keep selling the older model.
They do. I mean, some companies do. They call it the iPhone 14. They just repackage everything. It's called the iPhone 14.
Yeah, nobody's
buying it. Sales at a ping. So yeah, they'll make out.
Oh, finally, they've repurposed the face unlock feature, which, you know, since, okay, so there's a story behind this. When I got this phone last year, the fingerprint sensor was like super finicky. It used to work, it used to, you know, fail at many occasions. Like, over software updates, obviously it has improved, but then, you know, imagine you're driving and you need to unlock your phone and it's there on the stand. It's like, you know, sort of like a hazard, right? While you're driving on the on the road. So I think this should have been enabled by default like long time back. I don't know what extra layer of protection they have put into this, but like it didn't make sense to remove it. My phone still doesn't have like a face unlock. So I don't get it why it's not there. So
even let's see.
So, you notice, can you pause? So, did you notice they are focused towards, you know, this market which understands AI and machine learning? Because, you know, a generic consumer who would be watching this event, they might not be watching this event because it's not an Apple event. But just in case, like, if they go through our podcast or if they go through, you know, one of these videos which Engadget has published, they won't understand anything about, you know, machine learning or artificial intelligence and how it, you know, functions on a phone.
Correct.
Don't you think this should be like more to catered towards like release notes and stuff like that, rather than, you know, making it in the presentation? Because this makes
they just put in so many hours into it. They just want to somebody to listen that they have done some hard work.
Yeah, but like as a mass market, you know, release for a phone, they should not be using technical jargon.
It should be as
convenient. I don't know. That's my take. Like, you know.
Yeah, I think they might discuss or give a demo which explains like this, other than saying they have a trillion transactions that can happen. It can do some brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's see what they can really automate.
Yeah, let's see.
Challenging for blind and low vision users. Pixel 7 can solve that with our new guided frame.
I don't even know so many emojis, man. I just pick whatever is relevant from the search.
Yeah. Last used. So message app, you know, that's going to be the what we use message app for, OTPs. So it'll read your OTP.
So basically, you just need to tell the assistant to give you the OTP, because that's the only use for the messaging app, right? Nobody is using this. Still, they continue to invent something in this. And maybe, you know, it would be easier to just port the API and utilize that in a third-party app like WhatsApp, because then it would be actually used, right? So,
correct.
I don't know why they keep going in the direction of competing with iMessage, because, you know, even iMessage isn't that great. I don't know why still, like, you know, just not make it available for third-party vendors and, you know, let them utilize, like, Instagram or WhatsApp. Yeah.
Yeah, WhatsApp, Facebook company, Google competition. So, yeah.
I know. They've already tried with their chat client. It failed, so...
Mm.
The phone actually being used for a phone-related purpose. You notice the last slide? Like, they've finally, you know, catered to that small population, very minuscule population, who use their phones for calling. Direct my call screen, hold for me, wait times, they're calling. Like, all of those things. I think it's one of the low-used features, right? I don't know. People use it to surf internet. Like,
yeah, how much IVR are you going to do on a daily basis? How much, you know, how long are you going to be calling such? And, you know, is it available across the globe? Is it something that is specific to certain regions?
No. So this is, I think, that they were talking about their AI capability and machine learning. So I think they're using those features to bring all of these, you know, features to call assist. Go ahead.
So for the first time, you can shoot cinema-like videos with a beautifully shallow depth of field. Tensor G2 powers lots of other video improvements too, like the new 10-bit HDR.
Computational.
So you can record better videos with wider
technical jargons.
It even partnered with Snap, TikTok, and YouTube, so your HDR videos look vibrant when shared on your favorite apps. With our highest quality video stabilizer, Tensor G2 brings together hardware and software to help you get pro-looking videos that capture the moment and not your movement. Lastly, we're extending our speech enhancement and 4K 60 frames per second across all Pixel 7 cameras.
Pixel 7 Pro has the highest quality zoom on a Pixel ever across the entire zoom range. Our next generation Super Res Zoom allows us to roughly double the magnification of our optical lenses. Starting at 2x, Super Res Zoom crops Pixel 7 Pro's main
megapixel
camera using a high resolution mode to provide a 12.5 megapixel image. As you keep pinching to zoom, Pixel 7 Pro's upgraded 5x telephoto camera kicks in and Tensor G2 powers
in 1 second. So, in one feature, they're allowing the person to blur their pictures as much as they want to create that bokeh. And the other feature is to remove that blur.
Yeah. Machine learning to sharpen.
Yeah, sharpen.
Anti-blur.
That's cool.
Amazing, detailed photos, all the way up to 30x.
Pixel 7 Pro's new ultra-wide lens is 21% wider than Pixel 7's, and it now has autofocus, which powers our new macro focus.
Pixel 7 and Pixel 7 Pro are the... Cinematic blur.
Yeah, so this is that cinematic mode from the iPhone, right? Yeah, so copying all around.
Yeah.
Oh, and it doesn't... So, I don't know. Some of the people that have used it, I don't know. It looks very artificial. Maybe it'll get there eventually. Like, you know, it'll create that natural bokeh.
First few editions.
But currently, it's like half-baked, I would say. And I think... they're happy, promoting anything which is half-baked. Like, I don't know how this one works. Like, obviously, some scenes would make it, like, really good where there is, you know, separation, clear separation between the subject and the background. But in the others, where, you know, it's hard to distinguish between the two things, it's going to be incredibly, you know, half-baked. It'll look half-baked in that.
It's something for them to eventually... advertise every year. We have got cinematic blur 2 and 3 and,
our four,
you can add on this and it, now we can, you know, do some more. You can change your background and all that stuff.
Eventually, it's going to be the Google Pixel DSLR. Because it's going to lose out on the phone capabilities, right? It's going to be a camera that you can pocket it in your phone. And maybe once in a while, you know, take calls from that.
Take calls.
This is from the 13 Pro presentation.
Pixel Watch. Pixel Watch features a beautiful custom-developed mini cover glass that's tough and scratch-resistant.
Snap, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, you know, cut out.
Also the first device with Fitbit. Powerful pairing combining Google's expertise in designing helpful experience.
This is something I've seen before, right? This is from the Samsung event, I guess. It was there, briefly mentioned for the 14 Pro as well, I think. This is cool. Are you planning to upgrade now?
Wow.
Oh, India is finally there, man.
Yep. I saw the ads. Yeah. Billboards.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is cool, man.
That's competition.
They're making an effort to make it a mass market product.
That's, I think, good competition to those unnecessarily
overpriced
hype phones.
Yeah.
Hype phones. Yeah.
So I think Pixel 7 is like really value for money in today's time. $599, that would equate to how much? $40,000. I don't know if we'll get that price over here. But
that'll be like very, very basic storage options. But yeah, I mean, if you have Google One and you have the storage, then you don't need to, you know, make your phone your pen drive for photos.
I think the base model is 128 gigs, which is decent, I would say.
Decent. Yeah, for that price and those capabilities, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. and I think it looks good. Like, even though, like, I have a complaint about, like, not changing the design, they've just put a metal strip on top of that glass bar, which was, you know, present last year. And they have not changed, tweaked around with whatever is working. But it looks good for the price point that they are offering.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what's next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is something that I was looking forward to. Looks pretty.
Oh, cool.
But they need like an extra license for this, right?
Yeah, you need that Fitbit membership.
No. So, I don't know if any watch currently in India supports this because they were not granted the agreement. They didn't have an agreement. They
the
need
ECG?
To pass some, yeah. Is there any watch which does ECG?
Yeah, Apple has. Apple Watch.
Just the Apple Watch, right? So it'll be interesting to see when this one gets released, if it actually gets that, you know, license.
Yep.
But it looks cool. I like the design. Round watch. I still cannot sleep with a watch on.
If you see the bands, those are going to be custom bands. It has a very Apple-ish sliding capabilities, not the regular off the shelf 20mm, 22mm, those ones which are easy to buy.
Yeah,
this is going to be a whole new type of band that you need to get.
Connector.
The variety is going to be less. So let's see.
Yeah, but the price point looks okay. Like,
price point is very good.
Yeah, $399 for the LTE version, I think that's really good. Right.
It's very good.
Nobody should get the Bluetooth one unless it offers, like, you know, a better battery. Like, it's just $50.
Let's see if they're talking about battery life, because if anybody needs to revolutionize, it has to be in the battery life section. Otherwise,
yeah, so what is the current benchmark? I think
a day and a half for regular watches, smartwatches.
That is continuous, continuous use.
Yeah, a day max.
Okay.
Nice.
This is cool, man. This is really cool. And honestly, like, when they released the Nexus Tab, I really wanted one, but, you know, it was all out of stock all the time over here. Like, whenever I wanted to go, there was, like, you know, limited stock. It used to be out of stock. And basically, I couldn't ever get my hands on one. So ever since that time, I always, like, wanted to have, like, a Google tablet. And this is finally, you know, coming. I don't know. They have not released a date yet for this, right?
Yeah.
So, not sure when it is.
Nobody had got a hands-on on this. It's only the phones and the watches that were out.
Yeah. And plus, like, they've also not mentioned which all devices will land in India. So, I know the 7 and 7 Pro are coming. Buds Pro are available. So, that means that the watch should be available at some point. But the tablet has not been mentioned. I just hope they release that here, because this is the one thing that I...
It should follow, I'm sure.
Yeah. This is what was missing till now. This is the ecosystem that, you know, I was wanting for Android, which, you know, was non-existent for me until this point. So I'm looking forward to most of the products in this. Excited.
Yeah, we're using a lot of mixed ecosystems for Android. You'll have a Samsung watch, but you'll have, you know, some other tablet from somebody else, and then
that's correct.
No, very limited Pixel phones as such, so very little native capability. So you'll use a mix of these products, but now that they're finally brought in the ecosystem,
yeah,
you know, a good, good purist Android experience compared to Samsung's overloaded double app agenda.
Yeah, so see, nothing against Samsung. They have been trying their best, but you know, the decisions come from the top, and maybe, you know, those decisions aren't always wise. So they do two steps correct, but three steps wrong. Like that's what I've noticed with Samsung all the time. And you know, with this event, like I'm finally buying into that, you know, Google as like the entire ecosystem. And like we were discussing this when the Apple event dropped as well, right? That, you know, anyone who gets into the Apple ecosystem is like literally there forever. So I believe they want to pull in some crowd who really want to get out of it, but they don't have an option. So that's the thing.
Yeah. Looking forward. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
Okay, interesting.